Quantum effects. Miracle health cures are still only one piece of the puzzle. Remember the effects on the molecular structure of razor blades? Other strange quantum effects were discovered as well. For example, chunks of granite and crystal were scattered along the entire floor of Gelod's tallest pyramid for months at a time. As we briefly see in some of the videos now online, a faint but visible whitening would occur along the tops of these rocks, which otherwise should have stayed reddish-brown. These whitish areas did not appear on all the rocks. They formed a visible ring that was perfectly aligned with the central axis of the pyramid. Between the end of 1997 and the beginning of 1999, this result was duplicated 40 times in the same pyramid with different rocks each time. Each ring covered between 50 and 300 rocks with a total weight from 20 to 200 kilograms. Gelod's team also gathered evidence suggesting that when these rings formed most clearly, there were also fewer epidemics in the surrounding area. Dr. Gelod also conducted studies of the air above the pyramid with a Russian instrument known as a military locator, which is similar to radar. Using this device, a column of unknown energy was detected around the pyramid, some 500 meters wide and 2,000 meters tall. Unfortunately, Gelod did not explain what this energy was, since the entire technology they used to detect it is still classified. They later found that there was an even larger circle of energy around the pyramid that was an astonishing 300 kilometers wide. Gelod's team calculated that if electrical energy were used to create such a massive disturbance in the atmosphere, you would need every single power plant in Russia running at full blast to do it. Furthermore, an ozone hole that was directly over the pyramid closed up only 2 months after they built it. Gelod also built a series of pyramids over an oil well and then compared the results with others that were nearby. It was discovered that the oil under the pyramids became 30% thinner, thus causing production to increase by 30% because the oil was so much easier to pump. The surrounding wells that did not have pyramids over them showed no change. Gelod also found that the oil was much cleaner. Unwanted materials like gums, pyrobitumen, and paraffin all decreased substantially. The Gubkin Moscow Academy of Oil and Gas confirmed these results were fact, not fiction. In addition, Gelod's team kept agricultural seeds in the pyramid for 1 to 5 days before they were planted. This was done with more than 20 different seed varieties, planted across tens of thousands of hectares. In every single case, the pyramid seeds experienced a 20% to 100% increase in crop production. These plants did not get sick and were not affected by droughts. The same effects could be achieved by placing rocks that were stored inside the pyramid around the edges of the crops. Gelod and his associates found that anything that was harmful to life would transform for the better if it was kept inside the pyramid. Poisons and other toxins would miraculously become far less destructive after even a short stay in the pyramid of life. Radioactive materials decayed faster than they were expected to. Dangerous pathogenic viruses and bacteria became much less harmful to living organisms after a stint in the pyramid. Even psychotropic drugs like LSD had less of an effect on people who were inside or within close range of the pyramid. If we remember that some of our thoughts seem to occur directly within the source field, this antipsychotic effect starts to make more sense. Ordinary placebo solutions like glucose and water now became effective remedies that could successfully treat alcoholism and drug addiction. All you have to do is keep them in the pyramid for a few days first. The cure could be administered either by an intravenous needle or through simply drinking the liquid. Ancient technology. Now, let's consider even more discoveries from some of the other, smaller pyramids Dr. Gelod built in Russia and the Ukraine. In this case, Dr. Yuri Bogdanov from the Scientific and Technological Institute of Transcription, Translation, and Replication coordinated these studies. In the Ramenskoye settlement of Moscow, a 12-meter pyramid was able to make wheat grow 400% better than it had before. Radioactive carbon had a measurable reduction in its half-life. Salts displayed curious changes in their basic crystallization patterns. Concrete would set more strongly. Diamonds that were synthesized within the pyramid became harder and purer than normal. Other crystals experienced measurable changes, such as becoming clearer. I know this may all seem hard to believe right now, but as we go on, everything we are discussing will make much more sense. Bogdanov and his associates found that rabbits and white rats became 200% stronger in their endurance, and their white blood cell counts went up. This discovery has obvious implications for professional sports. Such performance enhancements do not cause any of the damaging effects we see from the illegal use of steroids. In fact, those athletes would get healthier from the treatments. If the reality of this pyramid power were to spread, with national prestige and millions of dollars of endorsements at stake, what country wouldn't want their Olympic athletes enjoying the benefits of these effects? Not to mention all the other professional sports teams fiercely competing around the world. In the Arkhangelsk region of Russia, they had a serious problem with the water and looked to Dr. Golod's pyramids as a potential solution. Strontium and heavy metals were contaminating their supply. The municipal administration ordered a series of pyramids to be built over the area, and within a short time, they were pumping out clean water. It appears that this water has remained pure ever since. The same thing happened in the town of Krasnogorskoye, near Moscow, where a single pyramid was able to clear up all the salt that had been polluting their water. The full extent of the power of this ancient technology didn't become clear until I read about what some of the other teams within the Russian National Academy of Sciences had discovered, where we see how the pyramids actually give us clear protection against catastrophic earth changes. Given the incredible damage that can be caused by hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, and the like, there is absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be exploring these possibilities on a worldwide, massive scale. And if a skeptic comes along and tries to tell you we shouldn't even try to use this technology because it's fringe pseudoscience, my obvious response would be, how can we afford not to try it? Do we dare to be so arrogant and overconfident in conventional science that we completely ignore the power of a cheap, easy-to-build technology that could save the Earth? Here's one powerful example of what we can do with pyramid technology. The Russian scientists compared how many earthquakes had occurred in their local areas before the pyramids were built with what they saw afterward in the same region. Amazingly, instead of getting one large and powerful quake, they found several hundred tiny earthquakes happening instead, which caused no damage whatsoever. The pyramids were apparently bleeding off the charge of friction and geotectonic stress that would normally cause huge, catastrophic earthquakes to occur under the surface, obviously by a process that remains unknown to mainstream science. A team from the All-Russian Electrotechnical Institute in Moscow found that if they took 7 100-gram chunks of granite that had been stored in the pyramid and arranged them into a 1-meter circle, that area was 5,000% less likely to be struck by lightning. They were able to confirm this by putting the granite on a flat metallic plane with an electrode that would discharge 1,400 kilovolts of power overhead. Normally, when they turned on the juice for a short time, there was a good chance that the electrical current would arc out and form a lightning bolt, striking the metallic plate and creating a nasty burn mark that melted right through. Over the course of 100 different discharges, the circle of pyramid granite proved to have a remarkable effect on protecting the inside area from lightning strikes. There were 5 times fewer eruptions, which again is 5,000%. Remember the 500-meter-wide column of energy that formed around the pyramid, as well as the much larger 300-kilometer circle which would have taken all the energy from Russia's power plants to form. Apparently, this enormous column doesn't just sit there doing nothing. It actively deflects storms and severe weather from the area around the pyramid. Incredibly, incoming storms go around this whole area, not through it. Imagine what this technology could do for areas that were prone to being destroyed by hurricanes. The cost of building pyramids could be much, much less than the expense of rebuilding from inevitable hurricane damage. Yet another series of observations further added mystery and intrigue to the puzzle. The 300-kilometer column of energy just mentioned had appeared around a 22-meter pyramid that was built on Seliger Lake. Several months later, the ozone hole that had been sitting over that area substantially improved. As time went on, new streams of water appeared in the surrounding countryside. A stork felt comfortable enough to set up a nest. And most amazingly, the fields became covered with flowers that shouldn't even exist, as they were supposedly extinct. In short, the land was renewed, healed, and transformed, suggesting that the life-giving energies harnessed by the pyramid had a significant effect upon everything around them. The fact that all this data has been overlooked and never even mentioned as a possibility after all these years seems to be little more than criminal when you consider how many lives could have been saved in the process. And it also makes you wonder if other cultures in the past have built pyramids for very practical reasons, perhaps because they were in a race against time with climate change and possible catastrophes that could have wiped out their own civilization. That could explain why they had such a strong incentive to build massive pyramids. New pyramids, or pyramid-shaped mountains, are being discovered that are not part of conventional archaeology. One pair of alleged pyramids, or distinctly pyramid-shaped mountains in an otherwise flat plain, can be found in Nakhodka, one of the largest ports in the far east of Russia. Two large pyramid-shaped mountains there were named Brat, or brother, and Seska, or sister. In the beginning of the 20th century, the famous Russian traveler, historian, and anthropologist Arseniev said that these hills were holy places in ancient times, and many travelers from China and Korea went and visited them to pray there. The original Korean settlers said they were not natural formations. They had been built a long, long time ago, and they did not know who was responsible. According to researcher Maxim Yakovenko, "Then and now, people say they feel happy and healthy on these hills, and I agree with them. The sides of those hills are oriented toward north, west, south, and east, like the pyramids in Egypt." Tragically, in the 1960s, the peak of Brat was blown off to harvest stones for building projects, reducing its height by 78.5 meters. Here's the surprising part. After the destruction of Brat's peak, it's located 5 or 6 kilometers from the city, the climate in Nakhodka changed for some weeks. People told me that there had been very hard wind for some days after the detonations, and that it was raining. Apparently, the weather had been very calm prior to this point. This change is totally consistent with what Golod and his associates discovered about the effect of pyramids on our weather patterns. Even if Brat and Seska are only natural formations, it's still quite compelling that the weather changed so noticeably once Brat's structure was damaged. The last study I read about from the Russian National Academy of Sciences, as we are about to see, really blew me away, as it shows how interconnected our consciousness may be with the world around us. If the pyramids can reduce earthquakes and severe weather, they probably can do the same for tornadoes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. Let's not forget that 7,000 people were able to reduce worldwide terrorism by 72% just by meditating. If the Russian pyramids could create a similar effect on criminal behavior without any other human involvement via meditation or otherwise, then we now have a powerful new connection worth exploring. The power of consciousness. Could our consciousness somehow be responsible for strengthening or even creating earthquakes, hurricanes, severe weather, and possibly volcanoes and tsunamis as well? Could this also mean that we have a cheap, easy way to help the Earth through this critical transition period so we don't have to simply hope and pray that someone or something else will rescue us? Would this also suggest that the Earth is acting as a feedback mechanism for our own consciousness? Does our collective dis-ease appear as destructive Earth changes? Are we getting a worldwide mirror for our own lack of love? Does the coming golden age represent a time where enough of us move into a positive, loving attitude that we can protect ourselves from further problems? The Russian National Academy of Sciences confirmed that pyramid energy could reduce criminal behavior and increase feelings of love and peace. All they did was store granite and other crystalline structures in the pyramid and then set them up in and around certain jails in Russia, which held a total of about 5,000 prisoners. According to the Giza Pyramid Research Association website's summary of these results, in a few months, most crimes almost disappeared, and behavior was much improved. Nothing in the jails under study had changed except that this pyramid-charged granite had been built into their own surroundings. This last study with the prisoners is one of the most significant points. Once you bring in the information we shared in the first five chapters about the source field, somehow feelings of love and peace, which are normally considered to be abstract emotional phenomena that are strictly psychological in nature, have a direct effect upon our surroundings. The pyramid energies create a measurable improvement in criminal behavior, just like the meditation effect of 7,000 people that we discussed earlier, which reduced worldwide terrorism by 72%. Armed with this knowledge, we can heal the Earth. It's as if life itself has a yet undiscovered energy field that supports its own existence, and it emanates directly from the Earth, where it is then harnessed through these unique pyramid structures. Radiation can be quickly reduced, ozone holes closed up, earthquakes and severe weather reduced or even eliminated, water purified, crops improved, illness and disease dramatically lessened, buildings made far stronger and safer, and even crime, terrorism, and mental illness greatly reduced, if not wiped out entirely. All these things we consider to be separate problems, well beyond the capacity of any one person to manage, can now be seen as part of an interconnected whole. Once I sat back and absorbed the full implications of this new science, it became very clear why so many ancient cultures went to the enormous trouble of building gigantic pyramids, mounds, standing stones, and other forms of megalithic architecture all over the world. It appears that natural crystalline materials like limestone and granite are the most effective building supplies we could ever find to build the best, strongest source field generators. The physics laws that make pyramid power a reality should also work on any planet that harbors intelligent life at any time, past, present, or future. So it may well be that pyramids are very, very common throughout the universe. It appears that we are only just now getting up to speed on the science behind them. Energy evolution. How does all this relate to 2012 and the prophecies of a golden age? Obviously, there are many mysteries in this new science that we have not tackled yet, and we have to go through them step by step to understand the blueprints for a golden age that we have seemingly been given. One of the most obvious areas we need to look into is our own biological makeup. These healing effects are so bizarre and fantastic that it seems we have overlooked some very, very basic aspects of the laws of physics and of what it means to be a living organism. We are left with the inescapable conclusion that one of our most basic forms of nourishment must be energy of some kind. Furthermore, it would appear that we can receive this nourishment simply by being inside a pyramid, living near an object charged within a pyramid, or ingesting seemingly plain substances such as pure water that have been stored inside a pyramid. As my research progressed, I found fantastic evidence to support this energetic connection with biological life. Best of all, this hidden force appeared to be the very source and creator of life itself, and could also spontaneously rewrite DNA to transform a given species into something entirely new and different. Think about the extinct plants that suddenly reappeared in the fields surrounding the pyramid near Seliger Lake. Where did they come from? Where did their genetic material come from? Could existing plants have been somehow rewritten on the DNA level to revert back to an older, more archaic species? And what about evolution? Is it possible that the DNA code is somehow written into the basic energy of the galaxy itself, so that we are actively being transformed into a whole new level of human evolution? This could very well be the fulfillment of many ancient prophecies predicting the arrival of a golden age sometime after 2012, a massive, energetically driven evolution of the human species as we now know it. I know it's obviously not something you're going to hear about in conventional science. You've probably been conditioned all your life to think such concepts are ridiculous. Before you laugh it off, I want you to join me in my investigation of the hard, scientific proof that such an evolution is indeed happening and has actually been going on for quite some time.